This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Angela Navarro is a 28-year-old undocumented mother of two, originally from Honduras, who's been living in Philadelphia, dodging a final deportation order for 11 years. I'd like you to meet her with the help of an interpreter.
I left Honduras when I was 16 years old to come here to the United States to be with my family and my brothers and sisters. Immediately when I was crossing the border, I was detained, which is how I came to have a final deportation order.
Today, Angela Navarro cannot be deported. A halt was put on her final deportation order yesterday. This after she spent 58 days in sanctuary at a church in West Kensington. There, she vowed not to leave until she knew for sure she could stay put in Philadelphia. Angela, you've beaten the deportation order. How do you feel?
I feel completely different. I feel extremely happy. I'm finally free. I feel the opposite of how I felt when I entered.
Your children and your husband are U.S. citizens. Now there's hope that you can become one. What does this mean to you?
It's huge. It's been my dream, and it's the dream of everybody who comes to the United States. Even more so when I thought that this would never be possible. So I'm so thankful to God and to all of the people who supported me to get here.
I have to ask, what did you do for 58 days in sanctuary at the West Kensington Ministry?
I did a lot. I did basic things around the house, like cooking, cleaning. Sometimes I played my guitar. I also did some sewing and embroidery. Thankfully, there wasn't a lot of time to get bored.
Your act of civil disobedience, seeking sanctuary, is part of a nationwide effort to assist individuals threatened with final deportation orders. I've read that you were hesitant to move to West Kensington Ministry at first. Why?
I thought about it a lot, and finally I decided that it was a great opportunity to change my situation. Now, today, thinking back, if I hadn't taken sanctuary 2 months ago, I would still be in the same place.
What convinced you to go through with it?
It had a lot to do with my husband, that he and my kids could be here with me living in sanctuary, and that gave me the strength to enter into sanctuary.
And with the weight of the deportation lifted for the time being, how do you see yourself moving forward at home and at work?
It will be totally different. I plan to keep fighting for everybody to continue in this struggle so that we can all have the same rights, fighting against deportation, fighting to get driver's licenses here in Pennsylvania, and just to keep up the community efforts.
Well, that said, some say you're a hero. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that. I hope that other people have the strength to follow. And really, for me, my hero is God, because I know he helped me out with this.
Do you have specific advice for others in this situation?
I tell them to not be afraid, to keep fighting for more possibilities, to keep fighting for themselves, and to have faith in God to help them through their difficult situation.
Tomorrow morning, you'll leave the church that protected you. What is the first thing you'll do?
Well, the first thing is look for a place to live. I don't have a place to go yet, so that's the first thing I need to take care of.
Because you've been living with relatives for many, many years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, Angela Navarro, thank you so much for joining us and telling us part of your story. And I do hope you find your home here in Philadelphia, the one that you keep for a long time. Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much for your interest in this story and for your support.